Time now on WATD to check in with our tech guy, David Snell. David joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Mr. Rob.
All right, so this week we're going to talk more about ChatGPT and apparently OpenAI unveiling custom ChatGPT bots. Okay, why not?
Exactly. So now there are some actual uses for us type folks to use ChatGPT. So they've released their own robots. One of them is called a tech support advisor. It helps assist you with tech issues, setting up printers and that kind of thing. Then there's a negotiator to help you advocate for yourself, and a sous chef to help you cook up recipes with just the ingredients you have on hand. Yeah. That's just three of the 14 that they've just released.
Wow.
And they're all pretty cool.
Okay. Have you had a chance to use any of these or see them?
We play with them, yep. We play with them. So, there's a couple in there that might be important or helpful to some of the parents out there. There's a coloring book hero that you can take any idea and turn it into a whimsical coloring book page. And one that I think will help a lot of us is Math Mentor, parents helping their kids with the new math that they're doing. What's the math we did back in school?
Okay, yeah, because they may say, you know, Mom and Dad, help me out with this, and then you get stumped if it's been a while or you don't even know what the heck they're doing.
Right. So 9 o'clock at night, if you need a refresher on geometry, ChatGPT is there for you.
Thank goodness. Okay, so these are all real use applications for ChatGPT, which, you know, we thought was just for, like writing your term paper for you or something. Forget about that. These are some real-time things that could be good then, I guess.
Absolutely, and there are many developers out there, thousands of developers actually building bots to incorporate into ChatGPT, and then obviously they're going to be selling these bots to end users, and we're not sure what they're going to cost at some point. But, you know, with the imagination and creativity of the people doing these bots, I can only imagine there'll be many things that we will find the use for.
Mm, yeah. And imagine, David, if they can put the ChatGPT into the robots, then I guess with that chef, I mean, you could possibly have somebody cook it in your kitchen someday.
It's interesting that you say that. There's a robot being tested for older folks that are alone and they're lonely, and this robot is AI involved, and it will actually have conversations with the person in their home to help them feel less apart from everything.
Oh, wow.
Things are amazing.
No, it's amazing because, you know, I feel like I saw, I feel like I was an Outer Limits episode about that, where they had a man that was disabled, and he was living alone and the company felt bad for him. So they gave him this robot. And of course, it didn't go well in the sci-fi story, David, as you know. But, you know, I think he survives. But yeah, I mean, that was all sci-fi stuff. And so this stuff really is going to be here in our lifetime, I guess.
Absolutely. It's getting there now. It's interesting, the thing that you've seen in old shows like that, even in cartoons like the Jetsons, we're going to be seeing a lot of that technology showing up in our homes.
Wow. Okay, so these are some unique applications for ChatGPT. We talked about a few of them, like you talked about a coloring book hero or a math mentor, and you said something about how to maybe negotiate with people or get better outcomes, right?
Yeah, there's a negotiator that helps you advocate for yourself and get better outcomes. Become a great negotiator just by using that one ChatGPT bot. It'll assist you in making deals. So who knows if you're trying to make a deal. Maybe on eBay.
Yeah.
Help you do that.
All right. So how do people access this stuff? I mean, how much does it cost to get these things?
So none of these bots cost anything. But you do need to upgrade your free ChatGPT to the ChatGPT Plus, which is available for about $20 a month. And that's what we have.
Okay.
And you receive a number of benefits. You're going to get access to the ChatGPT even during peak times. And sometimes with the free one, you find you can't get logged in because it's too busy. You get faster response times and priority access to new features and improvements. So it's not that much money a month. And, if I had to help a youngster with math, I think the $20 would be a good investment.
Yeah, no, it might really be worth at least looking at and seeing how it works, because I don't still know anything about all of these, the ChatGPT. I really haven't played around with it yet, but maybe I should, because I've had some people that have sent me some stuff now written by ChatGPT, including some poems for their businesses, and it's pretty fascinating with what it comes up with, David. I'm sure you've seen stuff like that, too.
Absolutely. Now, there's one we didn't talk about, Rob, that's an interesting bot. It's called Gen Z 4, and it will help us understand the lingo and the latest memes for the Gen Zs.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness. Okay. So that will be for us to understand, yeah, because I'm Gen X, and sometimes I'm not sure what the Gen Zs are writing out there. And so we got to know the lingo and the memes, I guess, to communicate, right?
Exactly. Exactly right.
All right. It's like a universal translator. All right. So if you haven't tried the free version of ChatGPT, there's a link for that. And then David talked about this upgrade. It's a subscription plan, $20 a month. And you've got the link for that as well. Right, David?
Absolutely. Like everything else, it's a subscription plan now. Everyone wants that monthly income.
I know. That's really the great way to set something up, is get a subscription plan. Okay. Well, check out David's blog. He's got it, and you can read that for free right now.
That's right.
David,
I see everyone advertising. There's no paywall there either, right?
Well, David, check it out, and tell people where to go so they can read more about ChatGPT and maybe trying out some of these things.
Absolutely. Give it a shot. Go to acksmartit.com, click on my blog link, and get the link to getting the free version of ChatGPT. And then from within that, you could always upgrade to the plus if that's something you care to do.
All right, David Snell, AccSmartIT. Thank you, David.
Have a good day.
You too. David Snell at ActSmartIT. That's ActSmartIT.com is his website. You can go there and read this blog and also the past blogs as well at ActSmartIT.com. And we talk to David every week at this time on WATD.